Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Pérez. Today being the 6th of May 2026, start off with cricket news. Delhi Capitals were comprehensively beaten by Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets in their own backyard at the Jatley Stadium in New Delhi. Akshar Patel, the Delhi Capitals captain, won the toss, decided to bat first, but his batters let him down badly. They made 155 for 7 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Samir Rizvi top scored with 40, Tristan Stubbs 38. Pathum Nisankar, the opener, who was preferred in place of David Miller, a disappointing 19. Now the big question is, Delhi Capitals, because of restrictions, have benched David Miller. The South African middle order batter, David Miller, who's fantastic at the back end. Have they got the combination right? Is the big question that's being now asked around the selectors of the Delhi Capital team. No answer so far. Noor Ahmed took 2 for 22. Mukesh Chaudhary, 1 for 31. And Jamie Overton just bowled 1 over, took 1 wicket for 5 runs. And Chennai Super Kings get to the target, 159 for 2 wickets in 17.3 overs, with opener Sanju Samson, brilliant, 87 not out, and Karthik Sharma, 41 not out. Now, Karthik Sharma is the new kid on the blocks. Akshar Patel, 1 for 25, Ngidi, 1 for 30, and sadly, no wickets from Mitchell Starc, and that's also a bit of a concern. Let's look at the points table. CSK move on to 6th position with 10 points. Delhi Capitals are in 7th position with 8 points. Now they need to win the rest of their games. They've got another 4 games to go. And if they do win those 4 games, they have a very good chance of getting into the top 4. That'll help them to play in the playoffs. But wait and see is the only answer I can give you this morning. Today's game is Sunrisers Hyderabad, who are in 3rd position, playing against table leaders Punjab Kings. Now, if Sunrisers Hyderabad, led by Pat Cummins, can beat Punjab Kings, then they'll get to the top. Wait and see. So, interesting day, though, at LPL today. Right, I've decided to give you the schedule for the forthcoming. That's the 3rd week of the school's rugby league 2026. On the 8th, which is Friday, Prince of Wales will be hosting St. Peter's College Bumblepitiya at Rathmalana. Then on the 9th, we got a few more games. Trinity will play against Sri Sumangala at Bogambara. TSN Naka will take on St. Anthony's College Kandy. Ananda play against Wesley. St. Joseph's play against Mahanama, an improved outfit. Royal College against Zahira, and St. Thomas's will play Science. I'll give you the schedule for the matches to be played on Sunday, hopefully tomorrow or day after. So let me remind you the school's schedule. Prince of Wales, St. Peter's, remember, on Friday at Rathmalana. Then on the 9th, being a Saturday, Sri Sumangala will be hosting table leaders Trinity College Kandy, the former league champions. Then DSN Naika, who have improved quite a bit, will play against St. Anthony's College, Kattugasthattu. The Anthonians have to get their rugby right because they've had 2 massive defeats against Isipathana and Trinity College Kandy as well. Then, of course, Wesley will be playing against Ananda. That could be quite an interesting game. An improved Mahanama outfit take on St. Joseph's College. And then Zahira plays Royal College. That could be quite an interesting game, though. And last but not the least, on Saturday, St. Thomas's, who beat Kingswood last week, will take on Science. That's it from me and Lucky Pérez this morning. We hope you did enjoy our podcast as much as we did enjoy bringing it to you. Look forward to your company yet again tomorrow at the same time. Sit back, relax, as we spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.